WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're out on the road. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by our friends at the Maryland Lottery, letting ourselves play. Have some Betty Boop scratch-offs to give away here in the coming days and weeks. Also, our friends at Royal Farms pouring the delicious Kona blend into my Cole Roofing mug. This guy is a friend of Cole Roofing. And, you know, Billy's been ducking me ever since I found the mug. The mug was gone for like 2 months during my move. I found that he hasn't been on the show. This guy is our chief digital officer around here. He keeps coming back for more. I have no idea why. The outsourced chief digital officer from Web Connection. He does our thing around here, and he is going to be off. Man, everybody's vacationing but me right now. I'm lucky to get 6 hours in New York with Billy Joel. You're running around Colorado. How you doing, Mike Rosenfeld?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you. Happy Wednesday.
Well, listen, you and I would have gone to opening day in another lifetime ago, right? Like,
for sure.
I kid you about the digital thing. We talk about all sorts of serious stuff. We're going to talk about business today and my business and your business and how local businesses are intertwined. But sports is a glue that it certainly holds me into any room in this city. You know, I didn't even go to the game. I went down to opening day and did everything, but went to the game. And I just couldn't stop running into people I knew who knew me, who we took pictures and told stories. Sports really, when it opens up and the plague's over and it brings people together.
It does. And I have to admit, I started losing focus around 2:30. So I went downstairs, watched the introductions of the players.
Didn't Rob Long look good in his hat? I thought that hat was nice. You see Rob Long, tell him I liked his hat.
I did like his hat. I must admit there was a lot of people wearing Oriole uniforms. I didn't know who they were, so I had to kind of get up.
I recognize more of the fans than the players.
That's right. So I had to figure that all out. And they came to play.
Zimmerman's a great story, right? I mean, the kid's down the street. He was packing Fadley's crab cakes at Christmas because Damie's basically raised him. He grew up in their household, with the family from Fadley. So, like, having him out on the mound, like Dave Johnson's kid out there pitching, you know?
It is. Baltimore loves stories like that, you know, so it was good. I'm hoping to get out there somewhat soon.
Everybody says that. I'm hoping to get out there soon. And you know what? When I come back in July and ask all y'all if you've been out there, I'll probably get there before you do.
I want to get there while it's in the 70s, not in the 90s. So
I got
a bit of a window. And we'll make it happen.
You and I want to talk about business this week. First off, Toby, you've been in my life a long time, and we've been wanting to have a discussion because I'm taking an intern on this summer. I'm growing my business again. I talk openly about growing my business. I don't know that I ever shrunk my business. I guess the perception when I had my Godfather Friday in the summer of 2014, and I moved along people in my life that were not serving my purposes, certainly not when my wife was dying the first time. I had no idea she would have a second battle, but I changed my business dramatically. And I think for anybody who follows what I do, I wore a WNST hat on opening day. It's the first time I put like an NST thing. I did wear the sweatshirt over the winter because it's such a comfortable sweatshirt. The brand is Baltimore Positive for me. And I think we all go through some sort of transition or brand identity. I mean, Lord knows the Orioles are going through it. The Ravens are about to have a management shift. Identities and brands change. And I guess this is where the web and the front door of your website and portals really come into play. And I think for me, the thing that I've noticed more than anything is I always had a reticence of mobile. And now I talk to John Martin about mobile wagering. But more than that, if you want to order food anywhere in this world, right? You're doing it on a mobile device, which needs a guy like you behind it that creates industry in and around whatever you think your primary business is. You're in the web business.
Well, look, we can take two tracks here. I'm gonna pivot, and you can scold me if you don't like the direction. But yes, I'm a chief digital officer, and my area of expertise is in leveraging digital strategies and platforms to grow your business. But what I think made me gravitate towards working together with you was not the tech part, but the human part of the of the pivot of the business. And I had gone through it. So for those people who don't know my story, I started one of the first web development companies in Baltimore back in the mid 90s.
That's where I came into contact with you, because I was interested in building a website. And I went to Imagination. Vic Matuzak built my first website along with Sid Rubin. And people are still in my life to this day.
For sure. And in my business, I was friendly, and I think that was the case for most of my peers. We were all friendly going through this tech boom and growing, and then the dot-com burst and then those people hanging on. But you know, at the heart of it, I'm a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur. And, you know, I went through a pivot because I realized that with WordPress and network solutions selling websites, if you get a domain from them, and GoDaddy doing the same, that I saw the writing on the wall, and I knew I had to pivot myself to this outsourced chief digital officer concept, which was the best thing I ever did. And, you know, you would be surprised, because a lot of people don't talk about it, how many executive level people like us who own our businesses that have been doing it for a while, I'm going to say that instead of saying we're getting older, have these moments in their careers where a significant shift needs to happen. And I kind of related to, you know, your Baltimore Positive pivot and all the good things that came along with that. But with that said, it's a scary time as well. So, you know, that's kind of the...
Well, I've been heartened by the sponsors that have stepped up, and not just great people like you. I reached a point in my life 3 or 4 years ago where I said, I need better people in my life. And there have been some sponsors that have gone by the wayside because of Donald Trump, because I did not genuflect in the direction of whomever. I mean, back in the Peter Angelos, people tell me I still should have kissed his ass more and taken his money to run his fireworks ads. And I don't think people understood that that's not what I was about, but business has changed dramatically here. And the way people want to conduct local business, what's left of local, there's a lot less local business, you know? You know, I thought about this just from a media perspective. As I was being screamed at by Chad Steele in the cafeteria last week out in Owings Mills, and being told I don't do a good job of covering the team, I looked around the room and I saw, you know, Mark Viviano and Jerry Sand, all these people that work for these out-of-town Odyssey, iHeart, Hearst, I don't even know who the hell owns WJZ. It used to be Westinghouse, this, that, CBS. I don't know, but I know they're not a guy from Dundalk in Baltimore, and they're not 100.7 owned out of Scranton and Shamrock and like local family, real media business. And I'm seeing what the banner is doing with Stuart Bainham. But when it comes to the media and what I've tried to do media wise, the most difficult part is being local and having people say, we support local, while they're advertising on Jack, you know. And when I see them buying Facebook ads, no offense to Facebook, I use it too, but that's not local. Spending 80% of your advertising budget on Facebook is sending money to some place in San Francisco that's getting targeted, Lord knows where, but it's not going down the street to the Facebook sales rep in Middle River. It's not. And from a media perspective, there's a part of that that I think really needs to be accentuated, that I am proudly, independently, and boldly, sometimes mouthily, is that a word? I think it is, local. And there's not a whole lot of local left. And certainly the Baltimore Sun, if you ever tried to cancel their subscription and you wind up on the phone with somebody from the Philippines, you'd realize that there is a difference between being local, and that's where I'm going to put my flag down. And that's where Baltimore Positive said, this is a local company. It's not a bullshit local company with a flag that says 98 Rock and the money's really going somewhere else. No offense to 98 Rock, but they're not a local company. They might walk and talk and quack like a duck and look like they've been here 40 years. That money's going to Mr. Big somewhere else, not here. And that's a differentiator that I think from a local business play for people like you that do what you do and people outsource stuff to India in your business or Russia or Belarus or wherever it might be, that there is local industry and local people taking care of local people is a message that I don't know that I've spiked the ball enough on that.
Well, so you had mentioned that our paths had crossed years back, but when they crossed, I was doing different stuff. I was just doing, you know, high-end web development. You were doing different stuff. You were using the same media, but you were talking almost exclusively sports. And I think what is rewarding for me, having got to connect with you at this level, is the fact that not only were we sharing a pivot in our careers, which is very common, but you don't... people don't talk about it. So they go through that pivot alone, which is a problem, but you, you and I both give a crap about our city. We know that it's got its warts. We grew up, in different parts around the Beltway.
But part of loving the city was loving the teams, right? That it said Baltimore and there was a sense of civic pride that came from that in the 70s and 80s that I don't know that your 20-year-old kids feel that way, you know, like I don't, or that they'll ever feel that way about Baltimore. And certainly the maligned part of Baltimore comes out on opening day when they can't sell the game out. And there's a significant amount of white people in the suburbs that, yeah, the team sucks and this and that, but I ain't going down the city and getting shot. You know, there's a whole litany of that in those empty seats that's implied.
Yeah, it is crazy. But that's, I have to say, I have my wife's family's from Detroit, and I think it's worse there as far as it, just the people from the outside of the city not willing to go into the city. They're starting to come around. The city's doing amazing things. I'm talking about Detroit.
You rocking some 9 Mile right now with, you know, Mama Spaghetti, or what are we doing here? No?
Yeah, more like 16 Mile.
Okay. So those Gross people, Point Park.
Yeah, those people who don't know Detroit every mile. So if you saw 8 Mile, that's 8 miles from the center of Detroit. 16 miles is twice as far. So it's a definite suburb with people who are fearful of going down to the city. But bringing it back. You know, the fact that you evolved to talk about, you know, passion and the city, and it's not all sports. And what's interesting is you and I didn't know each other personally, but all the people that you connect with, you talked about your Billy Cole mug. I mean, Billy Cole grew up, you know, differently around the Beltway differently. But what we all share is a loyalty and love for our city. But a recognition that it ain't perfect and trying to figure out who are the right people to have conversations with to maybe make things better. So at that level, you know,
well, asking questions, and they're not going to be easy questions all the time, and they're not going to be shiny and bright for sponsors. And, you know, sometimes the sausage is going to get a little ugly because it does. And sausage gets ugly for me when opening day isn't sold out. From a sports fan perspective, from a civic person, from a Peter Angelos hater, and like, you know, all I've done is shine a light and held a mirror up to that franchise, and the difficulties of the city sort of mirror that. Now we're gonna have, and I had an unbelievable conversation with D. Watkins. I don't know if you're familiar with D's work and his writing at Salon, and he's a professor down at UB. He's worked with David Simon on this We Own the City, and The Gun Trace Task Force story has been dramatized. It's coming out on HBO next week. I'm sure it'll be incredible, as all of Simon's projects are. But there comes a point in all of this where I believe the place will be better, is getting better. I was down at Fadley's twice this week doing, I'm moving around the city. We're doing minority owned restaurants for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in May and June. Part of this is moving around the city and seeing what's moving the city and seeing who's getting out of bed early in the morning to make the city better. And I think chronicling that in a conversational way is important.
So there are people who are leaders. There are people who are followers. I think that it would be very easy for it's easy for most people just to have the basic cursory conversations. And it's more difficult for people to get real. You talked about how the sausage is made, right? Ask very difficult questions, ask unpopular questions, make people feel uncomfortable in the conversations they're having.
Well, I had Dee Watkins on and ask him why he was a drug dealer. Like what led to that?
Right.
He answered me honestly, and that's what makes it worth listening to. Cause I don't know, you may have dealt a little back in the day, but I didn't. And for me to hear a perspective of someone who's turned his life around, that those are stories that can't be told enough for me.
Right. And they're real, and they provide perspective, and look, when you concentrate on, the problems we have here in Baltimore are not unique to us, but we live here. And to have the real, like I said, uncomfortable, roll up your sleeves, dive deep, leave a conversation saying that was wild. You know, that was like a ride, right? Instead of just boring and just the same old crap, I think is where the magic happens. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate seeing the pivot and the growth of Baltimore Positive and how you and I are working together to try to kind of not only work on your digital strategy and what you're doing digitally, but just from an organization and how you're trying to fill strategic roles and get the right people.
I did it wrong the first time, right? If I had done it right, it would have pivoted itself. I had the right ideas in 2008, 2009, and 2010. I had the wrong people. And that's no offense to anybody over at 105.7 who couldn't write. And I thought that they could, with a website, with words and the understanding of what social media was going to represent once it started. I mean, I remember buying a Twitter book at the Las Vegas airport. And I said to my wife, I'm going to read this 4.5 hours back, 5 hours back from Vegas. By the time I get back, I'm going to know Twitter. I'm going to understand Twitter. And not realizing that Twitter was so experiential, because I had never, everything in my life I ever learned, you had to read in a book and then try to go get a screwdriver or a hammer and figure out how to make it work. Twitter was so hashtaggy, experiential, @s, blues, underlines, 140 characters or whatever the hell it was in the beginning, 160 characters. It was something that I heard about at a conference in 2008 with a bunch of sports nerds tweeting. But I was the first adopter, and I was the first adopter to text. So pivoting to Baltimore Positive at 50 years of age and having my midlife crisis and realizing at some point Chad Steele is going to try to throw me out of the press box. And like the Orioles did, like the Caps have no value to what I did running bus trips for 20 years down there. None, zero value, that sports wasn't valuing me or people like me and treating me like rat poison, which I'm sure Sashi Brown will be a part of now that he's new age. So I fully expect that I'm going to be treated like garbage by sports franchises moving forward, even after having purple underwear. So knowing that that is the role of the media and taking that on, I've become a lot more comfortable with asking tough questions, but also understanding that that's why people listen, right? And moving into these conversations and out of Peter Angelos and who's going to save the Orioles. They got to save themselves at this point. I'm far more concerned, and you know this, with the city. And I went to bed every night as a 47, 48, 49-year-old, my wife dying, coming back to life twice, that I started thinking about what's really important here. And the Orioles ain't it. The Orioles ain't the important thing, as they were in my life in 2006. I am in 2022. I stood at the gates. It was $4 to go in. And people offered me a free ticket. And I just didn't feel like going. So I didn't go. I came home. I felt a little bit like a jerk on Monday. Like I would have run into people like you that I would. It was an opportunity cost loss that I wrote off because I wasn't in the mood after 6 hours of drinking and hanging and elbow bumping and talking to people. But sports and its link to the radio station and its link to what I did led me to where I am. And right now I'm looking to grow again. And I think you know that. And I'm taking on different people. People are sending me resumes, Mike. You know what I mean? I haven't touched a resume in a decade. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, look, in the time we have, maybe if we talk about one key role, maybe two key roles you're trying to fill, because you have, you know, a lot of listeners and you post this on your digital platforms, maybe we'll get lucky in finding someone that can join the team. How about you? You cool with that? If we target,
no, you know, like I hear, I don't want to be disrespectful because I love the folks at the Bay and they're the station I listen to. And I met their new program director and they're playing a whole lot more like Metallica and like 90s rock because they're afraid like the audience is getting old like me. I said, I'm 53. You calling me old? But apparently Bad Company's for 70-year-olds and Zeppelin. I didn't know that, but apparently that's so they're pivoting, but they've been looking for a sales guy for 6 months and I hear Colleen reading ads. I hear this all across the dial because everybody needs help. And what I'm looking for is so specified that I can't imagine that I'm going to find it out just talking about it on the radio, but I'm happy to express. So I built the company the second time around. You knew this bigger than what I could. I dream bigger than what one guy can do. Like, and that's probably the story of my life in doing radio for 4 hours where I bought it, I sold it, I leased it. I had interns. My kid answered the phones. I answered the phones live on the air for a year and a half because I didn't have a producer. My interns were phone answerers back then. I assured my summer intern this summer that she would not be picking up donuts or getting pizza. And it would not be a, what do you want to talk to Nestor about? Oh, the Orioles? Oh, you hate Peter Angelos too? Hold on, Nick. Nick's online too from Linthicum. He wants to bitch about the Orioles. So I did that for 25 years. I'm not doing that anymore. So what I've really built now, I think, is a voice for local businesses and local people and local influencers and people who don't even think they're influencers who can influence by having someone like me lend a voice to what they're doing, that we're going to talk about Baltimore. We're going to lift Baltimore. We're going to criticize Baltimore. We're going to promote Baltimore. We're going to promote things that are good about Baltimore. We are going to source out the evil things about Baltimore, hold that up in a light, Marilyn Mosby, and say, that's not good, that we shouldn't be doing that. So that being said, I'm looking for an executive level sales partner. I formerly had several of these. I've been doing this for 31 years. So I think I've refined a little bit on who can deal with me and what I deal with. And then also an executive assistant production person that understands the web and social media that would love to be a part of growing and building and booking fantastic, good-looking, intelligent guest wise conversations like you on the show. So I'm going to have two new roles here over the next 6 to 9 months that I'm going to fill and be a part of, but I'm probably not going to put a commercial on. No offense to Colleen or Huber, who I met for the first time the other day. I'm not going to put an ad on the radio, but if anybody out there is in the sales space, knows Mike, knows me, has worked in the media space, I am going to grow Baltimore Positive to a level that will far exceed anything WNST ever was.
Yeah, I hear you. And I hear not doing a commercial, and obviously that's not what our conversation is. But to be more specific,
well, I am a walking commercial, dude. You know what I mean?
because sometimes that right person is listening. As it relates to that person who, you know, executive level salesperson. You correct me if I'm wrong. You know, someone who's probably has relationships, whose relationships with advertisers would value the conversations that you have on Baltimore Positive, someone who's frustrated with dealing with a bigger organization that ties their hands, has too many meetings. And doesn't.
I want somebody that wants to build something, somebody that really has some entrepreneurial mojo to have ideas and not have their feelings hurt when I say, I tried that back in 2003. It wasn't a good idea. The UPON thing, no good. The Living Social thing, bad idea. We're going to have 14 interns and bloggers are going to write stuff that's going to get me sued, bad idea. So, I mean, I've had all of my bad ideas. You can push the button right now and go to 105.7 and hear and see and experience them. You can have all of the worst ideas I have are still in play. And they're not here because they weren't good ideas for me anymore. Right. Or for what I was trying to build.
Right. And I hear you. And I think
and I wasn't a good idea for them and their family any longer either. I'm looking for people who think that Baltimore Positive is a great idea and a great extension of what I've built for 31 years with 100,000 people, because we reach a lot of people. And Chad Steele's going to find that out soon.
And, you know, look, if there's a theme to our conversation today, it's pivoting. And these people that you're looking to bring on are maybe people who are frustrated with where they're at and want a little bit more flexibility, less micromanaging, and want to pivot in their own careers. So I'm hopeful that you find that role. I know it's an important role for you. And I know you'll find
it. I love smart people, you know? So yeah. Like if nothing else comes from this conversation and people hearing it this far in, if you send me an email, mess@baltimorepositive.com, and you think you can help me grow what I've grown to this level, to the point where it's attracted you and others to this conversation, which is a little, this is a shoot interview, Rosenfeld. This feels like the wrestling match where I didn't know what was going on here.
How does it feel not to know where, you know, exactly where things are going to take you and snake you?
But I'm in control here, I thought. No, I'm not really right, not. Right. I'm never in control, am I?
Well, look, when you, once again, another theme, just open, honest conversations. You have them take you where they will. They're open. I mean, look, we talked about pivoting. We talked about, you use the word midlife crisis. I mean, you know, people of our age that have to have a real significant evaluation of how they make their lives is scary. We've come out on the other side, you and I, in a positive way. And when you do that, I think there's maybe a brotherhood and sisterhood of, I know exactly what you're going through or what you went through. Congratulations on making it to the other side. And maybe a desire to help each other, you know, because you know you've had that shared experience. And I think really, to sum it up, that's kind of why you said why we still work together. I love the story, and I know that you're going to win and that you're winning, and I want to see you continue to your trajectory.
My wife says to tell anyone who considers working with me and building Baltimore Positive to let them know that I am incredibly demanding. Does that come across in my personality? I'm an incredibly demand. I like shit done the right way. And I don't mind saying that out loud. Does that make sense?
Well, when it's your business, that is something that as a leader, it's your vision. It has to be done your way. The question is, are you unreasonable about it? I haven't found that in my workings with you. Have I found that you like things the right way? For sure. Do I know that you covet people who can speak well as write well? Yes, I know that. Do you have tolerance for people who can't speak well? Well, you're in the communications business. And if they can't,
it's probably not a good bit. Maybe you should be a chef. Maybe you should do something else. You know,
exactly.
build a museum, as Paul Tagliabue once said. Mike, I appreciate your help and your partnership, your friendship, your chief digital officership at Web Connection. You can find Mike anytime, anywhere at a Web Connection. He comes on here every couple of weeks, even though we get together a little more often. Hey man, ski safely out there. Okay.
I will. My friend,
you doing the diamonds and all that stuff, or no, you do the bunny hops?
I do. I'm in the middle. I'm a blue and a easy black. So no double diamonds for me.
I just sit down at the bottom of the chalet with hot chocolate and wave to y'all is all I do. He's Mike Rosenfeld from Web Connection, taking last gasp of ski season without having to fly to Argentina. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.